出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜幸せは雲の上に幸せは空の上に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜思い出す秋の日一人ぼっちの夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
Kanatsu is the name of the program. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Alex Ushijima. Usually this show starts at 7:30, but, you know, I just had to sip a sake or two before I get over here. So anyways, I am down here. If you don't know what this show is about, it's a show of Japanese music. I'll be playing a lot of Japanese independent rock musicians, hip-hop, any all sorts, even some experimental stuff as well, whatever I'm feeling for, I'll play it on the air, and I hope you guys like it as well. If you have any comments or if you want to make some requests, I'll do my best, as long as they're Japanese artists. Just give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. And it's great weather out there, so I want to keep the music upbeat. Let's play some ska. How about some Oreska Band? It's a group of sextet of high school girls. And guess what? I think they're going to have a movie coming up. They're going to be shooting in 2007. Executive producer Barry Rosenbusch found them through a music video that they promoted some Pocky, I believe. And you know what? He liked them very much. And you might see them in the movie theater near you, maybe coming around to in 2008. So keep your eyes and your ears open for this band. Again, it's called Oreska Band, and you're listening to 101.9 FM.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was an artist by the name of Shugo Tokumaru. He is an experimental artist, and his main instrument that he likes to use is the saw. So you may have heard that wonky sound effect in the background, but that's actually him performing it with a bow. I hope you guys like that. And before that, I had some upbeat ska by a high school sextet of all girls. Odeska Band, Hana no Ska Dance was the name of the track. You are listening to CITR 101.9, and my name is Alex. Thank you for listening, and I'll be playing more Japanese artists right now. The next band that I'm going to play is by the name of Kururi. Kururi is, I guess it would be a sound effect, an automatopoeia for something that flips over, something that switches over. Kind of like a loop, I guess. And this is a band that was formed back in 1996 in the Kyoto Prefecture. And they started making their own singles at their home studio. They started making recordings in 1997, and they just became a massive hit machine. They just released mini and single albums year after year after year, and they got cult status from fans, and then eventually the recording companies, they caught on and they signed them up. And it is incredible that within 3 years they played at the prestigious Fuji Rock Festival and performed nationwide throughout Japan, and they're actually considered to be the next trendsetters in Japanese rock in the early 90s, along with another band that I love by the name of Supercar, too. And you know what? This is a pretty interesting fact for all those UBC students out there. Kururi, the members, they actually met at Ritsumeikan University, which is the sister university of UBC. So if there are any Rits residents members or students out there that's listening, this song is for you. Again, this is Kururi, and the title of the song is called Tonight is the Night.
Yeah. Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
We'll be right back.
Just had some supercar right there. And really, really excellent stuff. If you really love that song, you got to pick up any album by Supercar. I'm a big fan of them, if you cannot tell. But that song is called Let's Go Party. And before that, Kururi with Tonight is the Night. Both Kururi and Supercar were considered to be the trendsetters for the alternative / electronica rock scene in the early 90s in Japan. So if you want to find out more about Japanese music, that might be a good start to find out more again. And this is a 101.9 FM. Got some Cornelius in the background music. And if you want to find out what I've been playing so far, maybe get some playlist. There's two ways to find out. First off, you can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can go on and download some podcasts. I do have some podcasting available. You can just go to www.citr.ca and go to a few links, go to a few web pages, you know, a few clicks here and there with your mouse, and you can download it onto your favorite MP3 player. And there are other programs, of course, at CITR that are downloadable too, so don't miss them as well, because there are excellent programs at our beautiful station at UBC. So check it out. I'm going to quickly do some public services announcements, PSAs, and there's some great events that are going on. First off, there's going to be required viewing of some excellent films by Japanese masters. It's going to be at the Pacific Cinema Tech, 1131 Howe Street, which will be going on from June 21st to July 13th. And there's going to be featured films by some excellent directors, Japanese directors, by the names of Kurosawa, Ichikawa, Kobayashi, and Ozu. And this will be celebrating the 50 years of Janus Films, Essentials of World Cinema. So if you want to find out more information for these Japanese films, you can go to the website, www.cinematech.bc.ca. Second of all, the Kaya Manang Filipino, which is a Filipino cultural event going on June 24th at 7 p.m. at the Chan Shun Concert Hall, the Chan Center, basically, at the University of British Columbia. And this is presented by the Multicultural Helping House Society. And there'll be some great events that'll be featuring Filipino artists. So if you want to get more information, you can go to the website www.chancenter.com. And finally, Leveling the Playing Field, Legacy of Vancouver's Asahi Baseball Team. This will be at the Vancouver Museum, 1100 Chestnut Street in Vancouver. It'll be at the Vancouver Museum. And the Asahi Baseball Team is a Japanese-Canadian baseball team that basically took over the Vancouver Senior Leagues between 1914 to 1941, despite the racial prejudice and inequality that they faced around that time. And they had this team going on until they were banished to the internment camps during World War II. And you can find out more about the history about this amazing baseball team. Again, it's at the Vancouver Museum going on till November 4th. If you want to get more information, you can give them a call, 604-736-4431. Okay, that's it for the public service announcements. And guess what that means? It's Rovo time, and I'm going to be playing some Rovo right now. This song is called Damn, only on 101.9. after the public service announcement, I had to play some Rovo. That was Rovo. The song is called Damn. 7.5 minute piece. Members of the Boredoms are in that group. Hope you guys like that. This is Karasu. My name is Alex. This is CITR. If you haven't figured it out, you are on 101.9 FM. And there's this next artist that I would like to share with you. I found them out quite recently, last week, as a matter of fact. And this chick is amazing. Her name is Dododo, D-O-D-D-O-D-O, Dododo. And this is a DJ. I think that would be the best word to describe it, because she blends in hip-hop beats with some samples of toy sounds, as well as some Japanese traditional music, so to say. So this is a very interesting mix. Some people might say, oh, if I explain it like that, it sounds like DJ Crush. But this one is more of a twisted hip-hop. It has a blend of dirty beats with toy sound effects. I think that might be the best way to describe it. Maybe some kawaii, cute music, and metal and hip-hop. Put it in a blender, and you get Dododo. And she's been working on her music since 2002, has toured extensively throughout Europe and Australia, and I would love to see her live scene. I actually saw her blog as well as some photos. And just imagine this, just picture this in your head. Imagine a Harajuku-dressed girl, like really stands out, neon colors, with her legs crossed, and sitting on top of a table with her legs crossed, and having a mixer on her lap with a mic in her mouth, not in front of her mouth, but actually in her mouth, to howl and scream her lyrics. And that's her entire show. I think that's ridiculously awesome. I would love to check it out. She has to come over here. I really hope so. And maybe if you listen to the next tracks that I'm going to play, I think you'll be hooked by this artist as well. There are two songs I'm going to playing back to back, because I think she needs some recognition. First song is called Karunenko, and I'll follow it up with Dark Room Kitakagaya. And in the second song I'm going to play, it's going to be a sample that you may recognize. It sounds like a song that they'll be played in a Japanese graduation or at a Japanese Olympics, basically at a ceremonial situation, but it's mixed up with hip-hop. It's outstanding, and I hope you guys like it too. But anyways, I think the music will speak for itself. First song is called Karunenko by Dododo. We'll be right back.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hope you guys like that mix right there. The song is called Dark Room Kitakagaya. Again, an artist's name is Dododo. And Google it up. Check out her website. The website might need a little more work, but I have to say her music is just amazing. So check it up. Google it up. Dododo. And yeah, killer stuff. Lost track of mind, as always. Here's music. Woo! I'm going to be talking about some Japanese news right now. And apparently, there's a new trend that's going on in Japan. For some reason, there's always trends that go come and go. They have a short attention span for some reason, like myself. And right now, there's a huge attraction to one particular temple, which is a Tokyo shrine that offers prayers for losing lottery tickets, and they try and make it into winners. This is in Tokyo's Shinjuku, and the temple is called Horoku Inaba Shinto Shrine, and this is where the priests receive all losing tickets, whether they are from horse derbies or Lotto 649-esque, they call it jumbo, but Lotto 649 losing tickets. They have it all sent to this one temple, and the Shinto priests actually pray over them before they are burned in a purifying ceremony. And hopefully that will bring you, the loser, good luck to win $1 million. And Some people think that this might be a fad for one temple just to get some quick recognition, but actually for this temple, this has been going on since the Edo period, when a gambling farmer decided to use his last lotto ticket to be purified at the shrine before he verified the winning numbers. And guess what? He won. And he donated most of that money to build the shrine of what it is today. And since then, they're receiving millions and millions of tickets. So there you have it. So if you have a losing 649 number, or if you're one of those sneaky vendors of always knowing the winning numbers for the 649 or anything else, maybe you should check out that shrine. And who knows? You could give some of the proceeds to me, eh? You better. Let's play some music right now. How about we'll play some Radio Caroline? Let's get some quick, fast music right now. It's called Twistin' Head Glitter Version on 101.9.
I'm a twisting head. Kitty, Black Kitty, shunt on the word, alligative nigger. Black Kitty, Black Kitty, shunt on the word, alligative nigger. I'm called Black Kitty or Gabriel Chaya Potion. You know, no, every no, right? Don't lose me, what human being. Yeah, you got good chocolate, what rubber pill? Happiness, I know. I'm Cobra Kid from 18 Nightmare. We're getting hurt. There's no time to a problem. Here you go, Marlboro, that's on beer. Happiness, I know, bang. Happiness, I know, bang. I'm Cobra Kid from bottom, oh, bottom. So I'm a super, I don't want to word and have your bottom. Here you go, get to kick out of this man. One, two,
you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we had Kaede singing Black Kitty. I really like that change of tempo in that track. And before that, we had Radio Caroline with Twistin' Head, Glitter Version. Hey, it is 8:35. And I just want to remind you that the jazz show will be coming right up at 9 o'clock. It is hosted by Gavin Walker. And he'll be playing 3 hours of beautiful jazz music that'll put you sound asleep if you have to sleep a little early. Or if you need to have BC's finest and you want to listen to some excellent blues, jazz, then that's the show you want to check out. Again, it's called The Jazz Show by Gavin Walker. Starting at 9 o'clock. Okay, and this is a news that I found it very weird, I guess, other than Bob Barker mentioning that Rosie O'Donnell will take over Price is Right. I know. Out of all the celebrities, Bob Barker may be selecting Rosie O'Donnell to take over Price is Right. I don't know how that works, and who knows. But it's not going to be the same. Price is Right, I can't watch that anymore without Bob Barker. He's the icon of the show. We need that guy. But anyways, that's not the story I want to talk about, but there is actually a Japanese company right now that's going to sell soy sauce that is in the world record soy sauce barrel. It is considered to be world's number one wooden barrel soy sauce. And guess how big it is? It is 9 meters in diameter, and it is 9 meters tall. And it's going to be going on sale online, I believe, today by the company Fundokin Soy Sauce Company. And it is confirmed, I believe, by the Guinness Book of World Records to be the largest soy sauce barrel. And it's going to be holding 5.4 million liters of soy sauce, and it's made in hand back in 2002, which means that it's been cured for more than around 3-4 years. And guess what? Canada's kind of involved with this too, because they have used 400-year-old cedar trees from Vancouver. Hey, we're part of the world record. But soy sauce, it's all good. But you know what? I think they should share some of the soy sauce over here, considering how much all-you-can-eat sushis that we have. We need to get more soy sauce, you know. So anyways, if you want to find out more about that, the world's number one wooden barrel soy sauce, you may want to check out the Guinness Book of World Records site, or just fly over there and take a dive in those salty soy sauce. I'm going to play some Flipper's guitar. This is a former band of Cornelius. And it's probably one of the initiators of Shibuya Pop. And it's going to be excellent. Again, it's Flipper's guitar. Song is called Goodbye Are Pastel's Badges. Only on 101.9 FM. But for it means I'm gonna be birthday. Hey, Billy Boys, all little boys in Yankee can die. Post the card of God dresses is still raining under Highland. More than a thing going on, hear the drunken train. Now, let's hop up in Chicago. Just like James Cockpit long, long, long ago. And he should have three wishes in his eye. Okay, there goes the bus from our last boot. Put them into the drawer and we swear we never forget that feeling. So goodbye, goodbye. I'm gonna be birthday. Heavy boys, all the boys, teenage can die. Boys, the cabin's got dresses, it's still raining under Highland. Though there's nothing going on here to complain. Now, let's hop up in Chicago. Just like James got it long, long, long ago. And we swear we never forget that feeling. So goodbye, goodbye. On the subway sometimes we stop. Far away to a billion times. With our Lord God for something new.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
we got Kakika with the song Picasso, a very rocky version of Bjork, so to say. For some reason, that voice does remind me of Bjork. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. My musical knowledge may be lacking today. Before that, I had Flipper's Guitar, Cornelius's former band, playing some Shibuya pop right there. It's called Goodbye Are Pastels Badges. Gavin Walker is in the house. He'll be up in 50 minutes for the jazz show. You stay tuned. You better, or else I'll think of something. And I want to talk about another event that just happened. There was a gangster that was arrested in Japan for refusing to turn off his cell phone on a plane. And you might be like, oh, what's the big deal? But it did violate the aviation law. There was this 34-year-old man under the name of Shimoda. They only gave out the last name from the source that I found. And he refused not to turn off just one cell phone, but he actually had 5 cell phones with him, and he refused to turn them off. The attendants have warned him several times. He did turn it off once, but he turned it off right away, right after the attendants left. And he continuously refused to turn off all 5 cell phones while he was on the plane. What the hell was he waiting for? What kind of call? Is he a pimp or a drug dealing? Who knows? But eventually, the police came with an arrest warrant, and he was kicked off the airplane. And this has been known to be the first arrest for the aviation law that relates with the cell phone, and the first crime in Japan for the cell phone law. And congratulations, Yakuza. You could probably stay in jail for a bit while they find out what else you have done with those 5 cell phones. Jeez, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. Anyways, let's play more music. This is Polyzix with Electro Surfing Go Go.
Mimi Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
We had Boris with Ibitsu just ripping shit up right there. And we had Polyzix before that, Electric Surfing Go Go. It's 5 minutes to nine, which means I got to pass the torch, the radio torch, to Gavin Walker. He's going to have a special guest. He'll probably tell you more about that a little later. But anyways, I'm going to finish the show off with Spangle Call Lily Line. The song is called Irie, remixed by Matsuko Tatsuki. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have any comments about my show, you can send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Any comment is appreciated. And thank you very much for listening for today's show. And I'll see you guys next week at 7:30. Sayonara, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.